The Holy Gospel, according to Luke, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.'" And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace and much joy to you, the people of God. Amen. In the month of December, I'm going to have to do something that I absolutely dread. I've been kind of waiting for it to take place all year long. I must renew my Alabama driver's license at the Huntsville Department of Motor Vehicles. You're laughing, so I know you've had an experience similar to what I have. I personally don't, you know, this is... not trying to be ugly, but I personally think there are some of the crankiest people in the world who work there. I never seem to have all the information I need, nor do I present it correctly. You know, it just turns into an issue. No doubt you all have had experiences like this as well in life. And just like the persistent widow in the gospel text, if you've ever had to, let's say, deal with an insurance company or maybe a government agency or something like that, you know how it feels to wonder if anyone is listening or will they respond to the needs that you have. Trying to accomplish the task at hand, whatever it might be, one can often feel like Sisyphus in that famous Greek myth. Perhaps you remember that from school. Sisyphus was the one who was struggling to push the very large boulder up this mountain. And he pushed and he pushed and he'd get it all the way to the top. And then somehow, for whatever reason, the boulder would roll back down and he'd be in a starting point again. More often than not, it is our persistence. It is our unwillingness to let those things slide by, our unwillingness to lose hope that eventually leads to the success that we often need. It isn't always easy nor comfortable to keep on advocating for what we need, is it not? And how much easier it would be if those people who are in authority or maybe who have the capacity or the capability, you know, to just do a few keystrokes and then everything's done, taken care of, if they would just help. At the end of the day, our constant reminders or relentlessness make a big difference in getting the job done. Like that persistent widow who is shared in the parable of our gospel text, if we keep making our case, if we keep presenting it, we may eventually get a response, even if only because the people in charge are so sick and tired of us bothering them and annoying them that they just want to get us off their backs. You no doubt know that history is full of people whose success can be directly attributed to their utter persistence. Did you know that Colonel Sanders, everyone knows Colonel Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken? All right. Do you know that he tried to sell his chicken recipe 1,007 times before it was finally picked up and marketed? That's a lot of times, is it not? Any of you who have educations, be it undergrad, master's, a PhD, you had to be persistent. And there were times when you were ready to throw in the towel, right? Yet you hung in there. You did it. And then there's people like Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, who sought justice and social change in this world through very careful, thoughtful, and bold persistence. Think where the world would be today if any of these figures had just said, I'm tired of this. I'm burned out. I don't feel like doing this. And they just gave up. I'm sure that that thought must have crossed their mind somewhere along the way. But somehow, they persisted. The pursuit of justice requires perseverance. The ability of someone or some community, be it a church or whoever, to persist in seeking justice so that the world can be changed. Now, in our parable, the widow eventually gets what she wants, even from this judge who, in his own words, had no fear of God and no respect for anyone. To be a widow in the ancient Near East was to be among the most vulnerable in the entire society. As a widow, this woman, now think about this for a moment, this woman would have had no advocate, namely a husband. She would have, who knows if she had children, if they had cared about her or not. She had no social standing upon which to plead her case. She was helpless in the deepest sense of the word. All she had was her own will to persist, to not give up, to demand that someone was going to listen and hear her case. In reality, I would consider her to be a woman of great strength. Let me ask you some questions that you need to ponder as we consider this text today. When have you, or maybe we'll take it even further, when have we as a congregation, when have we felt vulnerable? When have we noticed things in our lives or in the world around us that we say, this needs to change. This is not good. How have we found strength in a moment of desperation or great personal need? In what ways do we notice society beginning to respond to the cries of those who are persistent, who are bold enough to seek justice? I think it's interesting that in our text, the unrighteous judge eventually does what is right, does he not? And not because his heart was changed or warmed in any, you know, manner of way, but only because the woman kept hounding him and he felt trapped. Literally trapped. Often social change is like this as well. Think for a moment. The Emancipation Proclamation did not immediately end slavery, nor did it heal centuries of racial division and violence. The Voting Rights Act promised equity, but it didn't change the hearts and the minds of all American citizens. Achieving justice is sometimes easier than changing the heart of a society. And there is hope in getting justice, but there's always, you see, there's more work to be done. It's like, yes, the issue is taken care of, but not everybody's on board. And we don't know what kind of justice the widow in the parable sought, but we can guess that whatever social circumstances led her to be treated unfairly, I bet they didn't immediately disappear at the judge's ruling. The gospel assures us that God is not unlike the righteous judge. God does not respond to our needs only when we have prayed and prayed and literally worn him out, which we cannot do. That it would be just much easier if God would just give in and give us what we want. The gospel says that God will vindicate us, will bring justice quickly. So maybe the question in your heart is this: how does God bring justice? How does he bring it? How does God respond to our prayers? Well, God did not end slavery, nor did God pass legislation to protect the civil rights of people. Sometimes, oftentimes, that continues to be our work. It's what we do in the equation. It is our job to persist, you see, to advocate for self and others in the midst of vulnerability. God's justice is much more comprehensive than what happens in the courtroom. The gospel promises us that God will respond to our prayers much faster than the unjust systems of the world. Even if an unrighteous judge can be merciful in the face of a very, very persistent woman, then how much more merciful is God, who loves us, who has created us, and who knows us deeply and intimately? God is in the cries of the helpless. And God is working behind the scenes, bringing about his sovereign plan. And that is what you and I hold on to in the midst of our persistent times. Imagine the widow in the parable going to the judge again and again to plead her case. The judge ignored her. But God was with her the whole time. Keep going back, God says. Keep fighting. You may be weak by the standards of this world, but you are strong. You are full of value to me. You are like me because I also went unheard and unseen in this world. To those who are seeking justice, God says, I see you. I know you. I believe in you. Your pain is my pain. Keep going back. Persist. The hope that we have in God is not the same. It is not the same as the hope we have. It's not the same hope that we have in society. Society will slowly change. Injustice will eventually end. But our hope in God is that God is with us through it all, that God hears us when we first cry out, that God's love for us will give us strength to persist, and that God's justice will transform our lives and the hearts and the minds of everyone in this whole world. Amen.